Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Are there other reflective questions, Craig, that would be helpful to us? So the one, like you said, what did I do that may have contributed to it? You talked about pausing and reflecting before we respond. Any other self-reflective questions when we find ourselves in these difficult situations that might be helpful?
Well, I think one of them is this a repeated situation? Is somebody calling me out on a similar thing that, you know, from before? Maybe the first time I just dismissed it. I said, oh, well, that's them. And then when somebody else comes along and they have the same critique or they bite in the same way, that I need to say, oh, wait a minute. Okay, they're responding now the same way that other one responded. What is it in me? You know, there must be something coming out there that I think that we need to pay attention to. But, you know, I go back to what I find very interesting when Luke talks about the development of Jesus, and he's in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and he says that Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature. So his mental growth, his physical growth. But then he says he grew in favor with God. And the last thing he lists is in favor with men. If I was writing that, I think that I would have switched those last two. You would think that favor with God would be the ultimate pinnacle. But the bottom line is, I don't really know where my heart is with God until I am pushed and jostled and bitten by some of the sheep. And then I can see how my responses are coming out. And then I need to have the humility to go back and say, all right, Holy Spirit, I'm responding the wrong way. What is it that I need to repent of or address in my life so that I'm responding correctly? Because, you know, we never see Jesus coming back to somebody later on going, my bad, I shouldn't have said what I said. You know, so we definitely are going to need to do that.
That's so helpful.
Well, hey, I would say this. I was able to read the book. You're kind enough to share with me as you were writing it. And by the time it's published, I can sue you for plagiarism, because I've retaught everything that's in this book. I highly recommend it. It's fantastic. As you can hear from Craig, everything he says, he quotes, you probably quoted 50 scriptures in the last 25 minutes. This is where this comes from. It's seeing what's been done and then teaching these very unique set of circumstances for pastors, for servant leaders. So this is not something you're going to find in the Fortune 500, how to 10X or make friends and influence people. This is biblical leadership and making sure we're solid so we can help other people grow and heal and make sure it's a safe environment.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.